Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition, the happy hour. Dominic, welcome to it, my good little buddy.
Hey, Crudy, good to be with you. Evan, Fancy Brian as well. Our fair audience, little moving, just a little slow today. Was that the Offspring concert at the rave last night, man?
You seem damn like, you were like giddy going into that concert.
Oh,
you were like,
man,
a teenage
it was so
girl.
Much fun.
Like a teenage girl going to see Britney or something.
I love the Offspring, man. I've been listening to that band for almost 30 years, if you can believe it. A good time. Kuchka, Canadian Rob, we rocked it out, man. So it was a late night, but up and at 'em, ready to rock and roll
today. I believe it, because you're getting old. Dominic, before we get into some of the new news, I want to look back just for a minute at the big convention that happened in the backyard this weekend. The Republicans came to Middleton, and here's some breaking news. Joe, you know, the morning Joe Scarborough, he noticed these results. I shared them with the audience. Donald Trump did not even win the straw poll at the GOP convention for who should run for president.
Really?
Rigged straw poll. It's rigged straw poll.
Totally, man. Totally rigged. You gotta recount that.
Ron DeSantis, 38. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump, 32. Two-thirds of the straw polled did not vote for Donald Trump.
Wow.
Is he losing his grip on the party, Dom? Also, Nikki
maybe.
Haley,
I mean, maybe,
7%.
But you know, DeSantis is very Trumpy anyway, right? So he's just a younger, more constrained Donald Trump.
A less aggressive on Twitter, Ivy League, better haired Donald Trump.
Well, hey, no, I wouldn't go that far.
The other interesting part, Dom, should Trump run in 2024? They also straw polled this at the GOP convention, state of Wisconsin this weekend. Yes! 43%. That means no was 57% or unsure if you ball them all together. 32% said no. 22%. They weren't sure what state they were in.
I did see another article on this from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Entitled for Molly Beck, Robin Voss, the Assembly Speaker, survives a symbolic vote at the Republican State Convention.
He got booed.
He got booed, but he stayed in power. About 36% of convention delegates voted to approve a resolution calling for Voss to resign or be removed from his position as Speaker. 40% supported a resolution to decertify the 2020 election. 40% of those want to decertify, whatever that means. We lost. Let's decertify it, because that's how we want democracy to work.
That's interesting. Some other big highlights. For the first time in memory, the GOP convention did not pick a nominee to endorse in the gubernatorial race. There are four in the big race, and apparently Rebecca Clayfish still claiming victory. But she did not get the endorsement.
That's how the Republicans do it now, man.
You know,
just
came
declare
out
victory
said,
no matter what.
Well, she apparently won 54.8% of the vote. And apparently the others, like 3%, 3%, Ram Jam got like 5% on the first ballot. And then he lost a little ground to do not endorse anybody on the second ballot. But ultimately, they didn't hit the magic threshold. That's a big loss for Clayfish.
Now, is
there
this
were no
the,
winners coming out of that convention.
And this is after former Governor loser. Scott Walker, my understanding, was up there pushing for Clayfish. Abel
shows you
Clayfish.
How much juice he's got these days. The wanker walked up there, effectively introduced her and said, this is your candidate. And apparently the GOP assembled, said, maybe.
Is this the same threshold that's a 60%, right, that they need in order to get the party's
the endorsement?
Has that always been 60%? Is that
Scott
Walker? That wasn't changed for this convention.
They didn't throw convention out the window for this convention, my understanding.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, no, they just didn't meet the threshold, which is got a sting for the Clayfish campaign. Everyone expected, I mean, a month ago, if you'd asked anyone a month ago, what's this race going to look like? Well, Clayfish is going to get the endorsement at the convention in May, and it's all over but the crying, because as soon as she gets the endorsement, she effectively gets the anointing from Whitey Talk Radio. Well, they're always going to get behind the endorsed candidate. And then Michaels jumps in the race.
Turton,
Madison, and apparently the Clayfish campaign upside down, because he spent a lot of money, like $1 million a week he's been spending on TV. And as I pointed out, Dom, I've been listening to some outstate radio as well. Oh, yeah, he's all over. Filthy with Tim Michaels ads. So he is barraging the airwaves with his massive apparent personal wealth. And if I were Clayfish, the polling, the PPP polling going into the convention had Michaels leading Clayfish. Now, Clayfish got 54% of the, if you're going to endorse her. So, you know, that's still a victory of sort, but it's not the sort of knockout punch that the Clayfish campaign would have hoped for.
No doubt. What did Michaels get? I didn't see that number.
Less than 54%.
Great. Okay.
Well, you can do the math backwards. I guess I didn't see it spelled out. I could look it up here.
No, that's fine. We'll see if Brian can drag it up for us.
Wait. More than 1,500 delegates, candidates, and activists gathered Saturday. Clayfish received the most, 54.6%, my apologies, just shy of the 60% needed. Michaels and Nicholson each received 3% on the first ballot.
Wow.
And RamJam
terrible.
Had like 5.6%. But... And then on the second ballot, RamJam was down to 2.6%. The other two candidates, Michaels and Nicholson, were actually eliminated from consideration for endorsement on the first ballot. So it was only Clayfish and Rantham that came through to the second ballot. And, you know, the people chose no endorsement.
Now, that's interesting. I find that very interesting, at least from the PPP polling that was released last week, showing him up, although within the margin of error, but at the actual convention where, you know, the party faithful apparently are not in tune with the respondents to the poll.
Well, Dom, here are a couple of the takeaways from the candidates. Michaels introduced himself as pro-family, pro-life, pro-education reform, and pro-Second Amendment. You know, they're always pro-Second Amendment.
I'm with the anti-family. I'm not a fan of families. what does pro-family mean? What does that mean? You're pro-family? You're pro-life? So what exactly, how does that translate? I mean, what does that mean to be pro-family?
Well, I got a quote from your buddy RamJam. I will never stop pursuing closure for truth and transparency to get it right so we can feel comfortable about what we do when we go to the ballot box. I didn't even understand that statement, and I read it to you.
Well, maybe you could help people feel comfortable and stop lying to them and telling them that, you know, Donald Trump won and the election was stolen. Maybe, you know, those kinds of words matter. Here's a quote I found also from the Molly Beck, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Bob Cordes, the Walworth County GOP, the motto of the state of Wisconsin is forward, not backwards. Let's forget about 2020. It's gone. It's done. Let's move forward. As Molly Beck concludes her article, his comments were met with loud boos. Apparently, 40% of the people there want to somehow decertify.
I got a little bit more on this. Cap Times being quoted actually over here at the WisPolitics. We need to focus on going forward, he said during a panel discussion. Robin Voss, that is, at the RPW convention on Saturday. Booing continued until RPW chair Farrow stepped in, urging the crowd to be respectful. Republicans are desperate for change, and some of them are taking their frustrations with Democrats out on Republicans, Voss
said. Yeah, I can see you're all mad at the Democrats because they won the election and you guys lost. And Robin Voss and all the other elected, well, many of them anyway, also won on the same day, on the same ballot, in the same election, but they're not going to decertify their electoral victories? I mean, the whole thing is just, it's so obscene and stupid, and they're just, they're in this constant firing range. I mean, it's just insane.
A little bit more from Voss. Voss said, it says, there's a diversity of thought in the Republican Party. That's what's going on.
Is that what
it's a diversity
is?
Of thought. If you're the, a little bit more, if you listen to my comments during the panel afterwards, is that we're the party of free speech. We're not the party of cancel culture. You know, that's your party, Dom, canceling.
Oh, is that what it is? I thought that was just, you know, holding people accountable for their actions and their words and their deeds. And if that means a show gets canceled or whatever the case may be, you know, so what? That's accountability. I thought Republicans were all about that. Maybe instead of being the pro-family, they should be the pro-accountability party. Oh, wait, that would never happen because Donald Trump leads that party.
Oh, you know who else supported Rebecca Clayfish at the convention?
Who?
Speaker Robin Voss. Apparently, he doesn't have as much juice as he used to either. So let me see if I got this straight. Scott Walker introduced Rebecca Clayfish, who could not win the endorsement, who also had the support of Robin Voss, who got roundly booed at the GOP convention. The conventioners chose Ron DeSantis as their probable front runner for 2024. And 57% of them were either unsure or said Donald Trump should not run and seek the nomination.
And 40% want to decertify the 2020 election.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're the heart of the party, Don. They're the grassroots. Come back. We're the Devil's Advocates. You could be a part. 844-96-PARTY.
I think people will do what's right. They don't need a government mandate to do that.
Boo this man!
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.